Dollfish Campia.
Hi, is Pat available?
Who's calling, please?
This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Give me one second.
Sure.
Clean with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Whoa, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but... Better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Upload.
What's up, it's Shelly Rose. Share the smiles today with six delicious Dunkin' Donuts for $4.49. America runs on Dunkin'. Excludes fancies, croissant donuts, and squares. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. The Lexus NX Turbo and Hybrid. Once you go beyond utility, there's no going back. It's go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Pat?
Yes, this is Pat. Who's this?
Hey, Pat, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. Hi, it looks like we received your web registration. Looked like you wanted to get a little info on our working capital programs. Did you have a minute to talk?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, sure. Okay, so I'll start a couple of basic questions just to confirm some of the information we have on file, and then I'll answer any questions that you have. What's the name of the business that you're with?
It's Pachayan and Associates.
And Associates PC. Okay. All right. And then we have your address down as 7230 Broadway number 3 in Jackson Heights. Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then, Pat, what's the best number to reach at if we do get disconnected?
Okay. My cell number, 917.
Okay.
945-9272.
9272. Okay. All right. Now, do you guys have a website over there?
Law.com.
Okay. All right. And then for the email address, I have ppachayan@aol.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Now, what is the business structure over there? Are you guys incorporated?
Yeah, it's incorporated. It's an S corporation.
S corp. Okay. All right. And how long have you been in business?
More than 20 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Have you been at the business the entire time for the 20 years?
I moved here in 99, I think. 99 I moved here.
Okay. All right. Now, Pat, are you the 100% owner?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. So that's the basic stuff for me. You know, we have a lot of different programs. Kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Well, I need to maybe expand my office.
Okay.
And then just increase, maybe employ more people.
Oh, looking for some good expansion then. Okay. So has business been good? You guys are looking for some growth?
I have a lot of demand coming up, so I thought maybe set up another office in Long Island.
Oh, okay. Any idea on time frame for that?
Next 4 or 5 months.
Okay. All right. 4 to 5 months. And did you have an idea of how much that was going to cost?
Well, I need some reserves, which is why I'm looking at least 200.
Okay. All right. Sure. So, what type of demands are you getting? Is it just
closing office for foreclosure and all things like that, short sale foreclosure?
Okay. Closing office. All right. What did you guys do for gross sales last year?
Close to $500,000.
Okay. Okay. And do you have any idea of, what type of return you're going to get with opening a new office? Any idea on what you would expect for sales there?
To be honest, everything's a promise. I will not know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. All right. So now for the, the cost of the office, are you going to have to do renovations to it, or are you just going to be taking over a space?
Oh, renovate everything.
Oh, okay. So you're going to go in and do the whole deal.
Whole
Okay. Refurbish everything. All right. Now, have you already looked in? You have the location set and everything?
I have seen a few, but haven't confirmed yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
Look at the cost factor, things like that, convenience.
Oh, it'll all come into play then.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how soon were you looking to get the funds?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible. All right.
That's the ball rolling, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Now, Pat, how would you rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It used to be very good until I had some issues with my line of my home credit. Not with my house. It's the line of credit that I had in my house. Balloon and some issues with the bank. I'm still haggling with them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They messed it up, yeah.
I see. Who do you normally bank with? Chase, okay. Chase and City. All right. Now, you said you do have a line of credit through them right now?
Oh, yes. No, it's my house, home equity line of credit.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Does the business operate with a line of credit?
Yes, I do.
Okay, is that through Chase as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, were you planning on using that line of credit with the expansion? No, okay. All right. Okay, have you talked to Chase at all, trying to get any financing for the new plans?
I haven't phoned anyone yet, no.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bye, I say, let me call
you. Ah, there you go, yeah. All right, well, let me see what we got. All right. Now, Pat, do you have any other business loans that are currently out?
No.
No, okay. All right. Have you ever done a working capital loan before? Okay, all right. All right, well, just to give you a nice little idea of how it works, you know, it's usually a short-term loan, and then we base it off of...
How long is it?
You know, anywhere from 3 to typically 18 months. Sometimes it goes up to 24, kind of depends on what you qualify for. What we can do is, you know, get you qualified for the largest amount and the longest time possible, and then fit you into what makes the most sense for you for what the project is that you're working on. But it's primarily based on sales. So if, you know, credit is somewhat of an issue after the experience with you know, the line of credit, it's not going to hurt your chances too much. It's primarily based on sales. Now, let's see. Now, do you have a plan B in place if you're unable to get, you know, the extra cash for the expansion? Is it still going to go forward, or are you relying on the extra cash?
Well, yes, it'll go on, but it takes a longer time.
Oh, so it'll just move it out, move it back for you.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. All right. How long have you been, you know, looking into the expansion?
I started last year.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's been in the works for a little while then. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you know, the next step here would be, you know, to get a couple, you know, documents together. I'll send you a quick email with, it's a one-page application, and then a list of what I would need to get an approval for you. So it'll be the one-page application. I'll need 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then your most current tax return. So, do you have 2015 done already?
No, only 14.
Okay, all right, yeah, 2014 will work fine then. Now, do you accept credit cards as a payment over there?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so with the credit cards as well, I'll need you to send over 4 months of the merchant processing statements.
I don't have that kind of, I use a Square merchant.
Oh, okay, all right. How much of your... payments are not many. Okay. Okay.
Very insignificant.
Oh, okay. Then you know what? We won't worry about it right now. We probably won't need it, just because it's a small amount. So it'll just be the application, the bank statements, and the tax return. Okay. All right. Now, let's see. Take a look at this email. Okay. So what I'll do is I'll email you the application and the documents that I'll need. As soon as you get those back to me, I can go ahead. I can schedule a meeting with underwriting, and we can go ahead and get you some, you know, options to choose from as far as terms go. Okay, so I'll send it over to you now. When do you think you'd be able to get those back into me?
Give me 2 days. I won't be in tomorrow, maybe by Friday.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do is I'll send it now, and I will follow up with you probably Friday afternoon.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Did you have any other questions for me before you let me go, Pat?
No, no questions. Thank you very much. All right, you have a good one.
Okay, thanks a lot. You too.
Bye.